Welcome to Afirim Yerushalmi. We're starting Maseches Bikurim, the final Maseches of Seder Zroim, as we did till now, using the Oizel Hodor edition. We're starting in Daf Aleph and Mudalef on top, beginning of the Masechta. As a basic rule to start Bikurim, what is the concept of Bikurim? Bikurim is that a person who goes to his tree, he sees Te'eno Shebikro, he sees a fresh fruit that starts to grow. He puts on it some kind of a ribbon to show him that that's the first fruit, and then eventually he brings it to Beis Hamikdash. And the mitzvah of Bikurim is, you bring the fruits to Beis Hamikdash, and you have a mikro Bikurim. You have to read out loud the parasha of Bikurim, which we're very familiar with it because we say it in Leila Seder every single year. Now starts the Mishnah. Yesh mivim Bikurim v'Kurim. Some will bring Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash, and they will read out loud the mikro Bikurim. Mevim veloikoyim. Some bring the parents of Beis Hamikdash, but don't do mikro bikurim. V'yashenu mevim. And some do not bring the fruits at all. Starts the Mishnah by saying, Eilu she'enu mevim. Let's start with people that do not bring bikurim to Beis Hamikdash. Who are the people that don't do it? Hanetea betoich shaloi. V'ivrich betoich shalyochid or betoich shalabim. He plants a tree in his land. And then he does avrocha. What is avrocha? Bending a branch from the tree and sticking it back into the ground. But when he's bending the branch and replanting it, he's not putting it to his own land. He's putting it into the land of his friend or the land of Rabin. Or the opposite. There was a tree that was in the rishus of somebody else or in the rishus of Rabin. And he goes and he takes the branch of putting is into his land. So even though the tree is nurturing from his land as well, but there is some yinika that's coming from a shush that doesn't belong to him. Or another example, he is planting in his own land. And he bends the branch in his own land. But between the tree and the branch, there is Derech HaYochid, Derech HaRabim, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly the case. In all these cases, he's nurturing from another land. HaRezeh Eino Mevi, doesn't bring Bikurim. Rabbi Yudo Eimer Mevi, Rabbi Yudo argues and says he does bring. Says the Mishnah, why? Ma'zetam Eino Mevi, what's the reason he doesn't bring? Shushinemar Rishis Bikurei Admoscho Tovi. You have to bring Rishis Bikurim from your own land. At you call a giduli madmoscho. It has to grow completely from your land. And this is nurturing for someone else's land. And what Rabbi Yudah is arguing is only regarding the Derech HaRabim and Derech HaYochid Be'emtza. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara yesh mivim bikurim v'koyim v'chulei. Hanoteh b'toch shaloi v'yavir b'toch shayochid or b'toch shayrabim, planting in his own field and he's bending the branch into someone else's field. Afilu minaskeinu einu mevi. It doesn't bring bikurim even from the tree, which is mainly growing in his land. Remember, the old tree, the tree which was the original tree, is growing in his land. Only the bending of the branch, creating a new tree, is coming from someone else's land. Still, at the end of the day, there's some kind of nurturing coming from the land of his friend, so you don't bring Bikurim. Hamavir mitoch sheyochid mitoch sherab mitoch sheloi. Someone who takes a tree from the yochid or the rabbi, and then he bends it into his own land, even though the new tree that grows here from the bending is completely in his land, but because it's nurturing somewhat from another land, there's no bikurim. So the more you see from here, what Ado Amra, this teaches you, the same way the new tree is nurturing from the old tree, also the old tree has some nurturing coming from the new tree, and therefore, in all these cases, it doesn't bring bikurim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Kulu Mishum Toiras HaGoizlon Yardulem. You know what's the reason it's a problem? Because of Gezel. Because he's nurturing from his friend's property. So that's why he can't bring Bikurim. But if the friend will give him permission, if it won't be Gezel, we'll be okay. Says Reb Chaim over here, how we know the rule, if a person has a tree and does not have the land, and he's doing it with permission, it means Reuven sells to Shimon his tree, and it does not sell him the land, you don't bring Bikurim. Even though there's no Gezel over there, that was the agreement. But that is when you have no land at all. Here, the main part of the tree is growing from your own land. And you do have land. You just have a little bit of a nurturing coming from another place. So that here, the only reason you can't do it is because of Gezel. On my basis, must need some, or can we see it from our Mishnah? My Zetam, you know, if you need to explain, why don't you bring it? Has to be Bikurim from your Adama, meaning yours and not Gezel. So says the word now in Daf Alamun Beis, Tani im Ivrich Bishus, maybe Vikoire. If he bent with Rishus of his friend, then he does bring Bikurim, and he will do Kriyas Bikurim, because it's not Gezel anymore. Rabbeisi Bishur Ravami, says Rabbeisi Nim Ravami, Fa'ushin Natan Lu Rishus Lo'ilom. That's only if his friend gives him permission to use the land forever. Meaning he has the permission to have a tree nurturing from his friend's land with no limitation. But if it's only a temporary rishus, then he does not bring bikurim. Why not? Because he doesn't have the land. He doesn't have the land doesn't belong to him. So as we'll see in a moment, Rav Yossi in the name of Rav Eimi is not saying the same reason we just said a second ago in the name of Rav Yochanan because of Gezel. Because once he has Rishus, even temporary Rishus, it's not Gezel anymore. He learns it has to be his land that he owns the land. Rav Yoinimishim Rav Eimi, if you're in the name of Rav Eimi, I feel the show. Even if he has only temporary Rishus to use the land of his friend, he still is bringing Mikurim. Chayle de Rav Yoino, the power of Yoino, meaning the sorcerer of Yoino, Minado, he learns it for the following. Hayah choyfer bor v'shiach u'me'oro. Meaning referring to what he's learned in Bo'abasro. The person has a tree next to the field of his friend. He's considered to be the owner, and he brings Bikurim. Now, if the roots of the tree go into his friend's land, it's fine, as the Gemara of the Bavli says, because Al-Menasken Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael, that people could put trees right next to the border, and the roots go into the land of his friend. But if the friend decides to build a pit, a bor sheichu me'oro divot of a pits and caves, and he needs the space, he could go down and he could cut the roots. So that's what it says there. Hayam choyfer bor v'shiachu me'oro. He digs a pit, koitzes v'yoyrit v'aitiv shelo. He cuts down, he cuts the roots, and he takes the wood. V'aitiv lo l'shoa him. So here you see clearly that even though this tree has roots going into his friend's land, but only temporarily until he decides to build a pit. Once the friend decides to dig a pit, he's going to take away the roots. So it's only a temporary time that he is able to have his roots over there. He still brings Bikurim Vikoyri as there we see in Bo'a Basra. So you see, a temporary Rishus to have a tree is enough to bring Bikurim. So the one Ma'avud Lo Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Yossi will do with that? Sharoshom Shedarkam La'achliv, the Vilna Gaon's Gear says, Sharoshim Darkam La'achliv Lo'ilom. Your roots always regrow. K'van Shedarkam La'achliv Lo'ilom. When you have roots, if you cut these roots, new roots are going to grow. So it's really considered to be that he has roots forever. And maybe if he has a pit over here, it won't go into the pit. It won't go to a different direction. But he always will have the rishus to have roots over here. So that's why it's not called a shor. It's not considered to be temporarily. Says the Gemara, Omamano milsa de Rabbi Yochanan miser le'abo. Says Ramano, the word Rabbi Yochanan says, helps Rabbi Yochanan. How does it help Rabbi Yochanan? Because what Rabbi Yochanan says, don't Rabbi Yochanan kul mishum teresa gozon your dilemma, as we just saw before. The reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he can't bring Bikurim is because of Gezel. The Khan, Kevan Shinatan Lo Rishus Lahavi, here he has permission. I feel the Shah, even though it's only a temporary permission. And he's a Gazlan, he's not a Gazlan anymore. So then he can bring Bikurim. So Zay could ask the friend of Zahiro, Masnison the Rebbe. Lechor Ar Mishnah goes only according to Rebbe. The Rebbe Omar Shoshim Chaim Zemizeh. So this we saw Leil in Maseches Orlo. If you have a tree, which is half growing in Eretz Yisrael, half growing in Chutz Laaretz, so Rebbe holds that it's an Irbuf. This tree is considered to be a mix of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. It's Tevel v'chuli murovin zebezeh. Rabbanan says, no, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayav, and the side that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayav and meiser, and the other side is potter. So according to Rebbe, they all mix together. Our Mishnah that says when you have a tree that grows in your field, and a person bends it and goes into his friend's field, makes this whole tree something which is potter min habikurim, that means the entire tree, you have a mixture of nurturement from both places. So that's like Rebbe that says when the roots are in two different places, it affects the entire tree. Says the Gemara, Ormalei Divrei HaKol. He says, no, here everybody agrees. Why? Hoga toya Ormer Rishis Bikuri Ad Moscho. Here's a special gzeres hakosov that the entire tree needs to grow in your land. And if part of the tree is not, even though maybe it doesn't affect the whole tree, maybe the fruits on the right side, the fruits on the side of the land are really nurturing only from the land, but because this tree is not completely from your land, so therefore it's a gzeres hakosov, they do not bring bikurim. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim, Daf Aleph.